Okay. Well, hello everybody. I'm Wayne Arnold, Grady Minor, and this is Sharon Uppenauer from Grady Minor. Eric Johnson's from Collier County in the back, and he's taking notes. And we're here representing the Marco Shores Country Club PUD, trying to do a PUD amendment to add senior housing as an option on a 5.5-acre tract in the PUD. I handed out some information regarding the project. You have the proposed changes in strike-through underline format. There's the proposed master plan, and then a couple of exhibits that are location exhibits. Eric, if you would like them, I've got copies. Sharon's got them right next to her. I brought them over here. So the Marco Shores PUD has been around for a long time, and obviously you all are residents of that PUD. It includes the Hammock Bay project and all the other condominium units on Mainsail Drive, and until last year, the county's airport, and the Marco Airport took itself out of this PUD and kept its own. It's a public use, I think, is what they rezoned themselves to for the airport property. So this piece of property on the exhibit is just west of the utility plant that's being abandoned by Marco Island Utilities. And it's currently designated residential on the PUD master plan. And if you note on there, we're redesignating the tract as Track 2A. Mm-hmm. And we did that so we can establish our own development standards for that tract, because there's already another residential tract as part of the project. So ours will be 2A. So there's a 2 is this finger down here that goes into the golf course, and then the 2A will be ours that's next to the utility plant. So what we're proposing to do is add senior housing, and it's called group housing for seniors, and it's going to allow the full gamut of potential senior housing uses. So it could be anything from just independent living units, like a lot of those you've seen develop in the community, where they're not giving a great level of care, but they are providing an aging in place opportunity, but you have to be at least 55 to live there. And in reality, most of the time, their typical residents end up being in their mid-70s or later by the time people make that decision that that's the kind of living they need. But we've also made provisions for continuing care retirement communities, assisted living, or even memory care facilities. It seems like the memory care component's different. It's one of the options that we have. And like I said before we started the meeting, the developer's entitled to 100 multifamily units on the site today. And it seems like, you know, people knock on his door, and it's every other time somebody says, hey, are you allowed to have a senior housing project here? And he has to say no. So he's proposing to go through the process to obtain that zoning entitlement for it. We don't have architectural plans. I mean, there's not an imminent project here. So this is really just to allow as a zoning opportunity for them to develop that type of use.
Okay, so it's just for rezoning.
Correct. And one of the changes that we're making, in addition to setting up this parcel 2A with development standards, we are changing the proposed height for buildings located there. Right now, there are 3 stories over 1 level of parking, and what are we going to 4 over 1 level of parking, Sharon? Is that what we're proposing to have in front of me? That wrong.
Is this the same information that you had available on the website?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Zoned height 58 feet.
Yeah, one of the things, we got one
actual
round of
height 72
from the county, and even though the PUD says your height is 3 stories over 1 level of parking, now they want us to convert that to a real number. That's why you see it expressed a little differently than if you follow our initial submittal. So our client has been involved in a number of projects, and as I mentioned, he's former WCI person. So, you know, we believe a 4-story building over parking could have a top height of 72 feet. So that's the maximum height we asked for. And then you'll see we've also structured with some development standards, setbacks and things like that for the buildings. But the good, you know, to me, the good news for this site, unlike many that we deal with, there's no immediate neighbor, residential neighbor across the street or across the waterway. And we did a traffic analysis, and the PUD would allow 240 senior housing units, which is a direct conversion from the 100 multifamily units on a traffic conversion. So it's net neutral with regard to traffic. That seems to be an issue for, you know, everybody in the community, and especially people along Collier Boulevard. And so it's a net neutral proposal.
Is the plan to take the abandoned utility site as well and absorb it into this tract?
No, we're making no changes to that. I talked to a gentleman, I got a call a few weeks ago from a gentleman who said he's helping Marco Island Utilities assess their potential, and he wanted to talk to our client to find out if there was any interest in doing it. I said, well, we're in for an amendment. We would have to start over, essentially, to do that, but you know, it's not unheard of. But he said they didn't really know what they're doing with the utility at this point.
Okay. They're closing it down?
They are. Apparently, part of it's already been phased out, and the balance of it is going away fairly soon.
The water treatment facility?
It's water and sewer. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. I mean, those are the proposed changes, and if you all are, I'm sure, email accessible,
right,
we can certainly email you any proposed new changes, or if the county has, you know, a pretty good website, and then we're putting all these documents on our Grady Minor website as well.
I did see them. That's where I saw them.
So hopefully that was easy to use. That's kind of new. I mean, these meetings for us, I mean, we've done well over 100 of them now, maybe more. I don't know. But some of the meetings, you know, you send out, we do legal notices, and then you have to post signage, and then you have to do arrange for space, and you know, sometimes we get 2 people, sometimes we get no people, sometimes we have 700 people.
Depending
on
what
depending on how hot it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we've run the gamut, but anyway, I'd be happy to answer any other questions that you all may have. Just taking time to...
That sewer treatment, so that is not for the facilities and this PUD at all, it's just for Marco?
No, it's whoever served by Marco Island Utilities, and I think the water, I believe, is now served by Collier County Utilities, which is why I think that part's been taken offline, and I don't know exactly what's happening with the sewer, but I thought there was going to be like an interlocal with the county to take over the sewer services as well. I can get you an answer and certainly email you that answer. Can you note that, Shane, for me to get an answer on that? I'll ask Justin tomorrow when I see him. We have a utility engineer that's looking for us. Oh, sure. Anything else? Yeah, it will be.
That has water access, that property? Is it,
you know, it's on a part of the bay. It doesn't look like it's got the best views to me. It's not on the wide part of the bay, but it is on the water, and I don't know. This was all part of what was called the Marco Island Settlement Agreement years ago, Deltona Settlement Agreement years ago, which included Marco Island, Island Cree, Marco Shores Country Club, and Fiddler's Creek. They were all part of this large settlement where they divvied up a whole bunch of residential dwellings and uses and then set aside, you know, thousands of acres of preserve to allow them to develop this.
So Fiddler's Creek was all part of that?
It was.
And then they split it off as a separate.
They did. Yeah, Fiddler's became its own standalone project.
That's a pretty big project.
Mm-hmm. It is, 6,000 units.
Yeah, it's huge.
But anyway, so we're not adding, in this Marco Shores, we're not adding any new units. We're simply converting the option would be to convert the
size
associated
down
with the 100 units into senior housing.
Okay, then. So you have to find someone to come in and really want to do that project.
We will, and I'll just from a process standpoint, I'd like to tell people we're kind of early in the process. We're required to hold these before our planning commission hearing. So we'll have hearings before the Collier County Planning Commission at some point, probably in the next few months. I don't think we're a little too early to have a date specific, but it'll be in the next few months. So it's probably going to be during season, if you will, and we'll have a public hearing before Planning Commission, then they'll make a recommendation to the County Commission, and the County Commission will make a final decision on whether or not to approve our change, as we propose it or with changes.
Will we also be notified about those?
You'll get notification for the Planning Commission meeting if you received a notice for ours. The BCC notices, we post a sign on the site for Planning Commission and the BCC with those dates on it, so if you happen to drive by, you'll see a 4x8 plywood sign that has the hearing notifications on it.
Oh, okay.
But the BCC doesn't send out individual property notices. They post a legal ad in the newspaper, and that's...
Okay.
The hearing sign will be posted on Collier Boulevard, because it's for Marco
for the whole
Shores.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be posted by the entrance to the community.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know how many signs we have to post yet.
It's only one.
Only one?
Yeah, because they're no bigger than...
It's based on how many linear feet.
Yeah, it's like 1,200 feet if the frontage is 1,200 feet, but there's no way that the frontage is 1,200 feet.
Well, there's one or more, there'll be a sign.
So there'll probably just be one sign.
And feel free to take one of Sharon's cards, my cards, and feel free to give us a call. We'll be happy to answer any of the questions that, you know, maybe come to your mind after you all leave.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of red tape to go through.
That it is, yeah. That it is. Eric, anything you want to add?
No, I'm always available for any questions that you may have.
Yeah, we represent the developer. Eric represents the county, so it's technically our
name. If you email, we'll include it in the packets.
Okay. Yeah, staff reports, the staff report with staff's information in it, and there could be changes. I mean, we've resubmitted information to the county. We haven't received their input back, so we don't know what the county's going to tell us they want modified or not. So, right. You know, if you're curious, just stay tuned to our website or the county's.
Yeah,
and,
that's fine.
But you can always call me if you have any questions about when we think this is going to public hearing. I can confirm the date for you.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks.
Once that's been determined.
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you all for venturing this way.
Oh, appreciate it.
This was the closest place we could find that had community space because, you know, your PUD itself has over 1,500 residences that are allowed, so we have to accommodate something that could, you know, we didn't think this was going to rise to a high level of attention, but you just never know.
So. Yeah, no, you never know.
Yeah.
Never
so,
know.
Anyway, thanks for...
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate the information and the help.
All right, take care. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.